You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is time for Thursday Thunder, brought to you by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. You can follow our parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Go there right now. We feel great about this one today because I know who we're taking with the money line, and I told you, tonight is the night for the Panthers. The Panthers win. Mike, what are we doing here?
I share your sentiment because I have to believe, Chris.
Yes.
I desperately want to win a game in the Stanley Cup Finals. I have lived 37 years on this planet, and I haven't seen a single victory from my hockey team in these Stanley Cup Finals. I am 0-6, and that must end tonight, because if they don't get it tonight, they won't ever get it. If they wait the same amount of time that they waited to get to the finals a second time, do you realize I will be a near-death old man?
Wow. Be in our 50s.
I will be, there's nothing left to live for at that age. I say with the naivete of someone in their 30s.
It's gonna happen today.
Tonight. I hope so. And I hope for our audience that it happens, because we've got a Panthers-themed Thursday Thunder.
Ice cats.
Guys, I love this board. Love the board tonight. And we begin with the first leg. Florida Panthers money line. Honestly, I'm really talking myself into it. I don't really see a path for this.
What?
I don't see a path
for this. Strong,
come on,
Mike.
Man.
Stay strong,
Mike.
I'm back to not trusting Bobrovsky.
Oh, no.
Bobka.
Tonight's the Barkov game.
Tonight's a Barkov game.
Yep.
Well, I wish you would have told me that before I assembled my single game parlay. Because the second leg of our parlay is we're counting on a Carter Verhaeghe game. My guys,
they're on the same line, so it can be both.
My guy's been pretty quiet. We're rooting for Carter Verhaeghe to score a goal anytime. So anytime goal scorer, Carter Verhaeghe, the second leg in our three leg Thursday Thunder parlay. And we're 2-for-2 taking this bet. This is one that I've been taking through two games, and I'm going to take it all series long. And that is the first period over 1.5. I think there's a real legitimate chance that that will cash every game of what I fear might be a four-game series. So take the first period over 1.5 with me, folks. That is our three-leg parlay. Carter Verhaeghe, anytime goal scorer. We're taking the over in the first period, and we're taking the Florida Ice Cats to put me out of my misery and finally win a Stanley Cup game. Coming up next in the Dan Le Batard Show with Sugatz postgame is an interview with a robot.
It's Cyborg.
It's Chris Cyborg.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. My bad. Bad information. I thought we were chatting with a robot.
We were close, though.
You're talking to a robot. Tony is talking to an actual robot. Chris Cyborg
good
coming up
to
next.
Talk to you.
Wow, two impressions today. You were a cup and now a robot. Big banner day for Chris Cody.
Welcome into the MMA Hangout, everybody. My name is Tony Cladude, and we are joined by the greatest female fighter of all time, the one and only Chris Cyborg, joining us on the program. Chris, you are a Grand Slam champion, Strikeforce, Invicta, Bellator, which you're the reigning featherweight champion right now. You think of the greatest of all times. How does it feel to have that in your arsenal?
First, I feel old. Think about all these things. You know, the thing is, I have a passion, you know, for MMA. And when I started, I really didn't know it was going to go so big like this. But I know I love my job. I train really hard, and I just want to do the best in what I do, you know. And I believe they train really hard and then don't do my best. I think this is the all the belts I hold is the consequence of their hard work. And I'm very thankful to all people, you know, around me, all my team. We never get anything so alone, you know. I always have a team together with you. So I feel very blessed, you know, and every single opportunity, I think is the secret, really be humble, be in the gym, train every day. Ready to learn, because when you get one belt to be the champion, you sometimes stay in comfort place and don't want to learn anymore because you think you know everything. So I think you learn more and be humble and be every day and then be contender number one every time you're going to fight. So one mindset I has, like I never think about I'm the champion. I'm a fight for the title. Every single time I even defend my title, I think I'm, you know, defend my title again. So I think this is maybe the secret.
Absolutely. What did you think of the big news of Francis Ngannou leaving the UFC, heading over to PFL?
You know, I understand what he did, you know, because I did this too. I waited my contract finish. He leaves UFC for more money and respect. I think the fighters need to think about the future. You know, I think if it really the sports like this, if you have an option to see what is the best place to treat you and to pay you, because end of the career, not going to have anybody around you. You have to think about your future. I did this, you know, and I think the one of the things I believe he's really needs some, he believe about the respect, he believe about, you know, fight for the people he's going to fight to. He's really think about the others, not just himself. So I think it was he's opened the door for a lot of people to do the same way.
Can you believe when you started fighting, MMA training, jiu-jitsu, all the things that you're excellent at, when you were there at that point, looking forward into the future, did you ever think that MMA would be this big as it is now?
No, the crazy things, you know, I never want to be a fighter. So this is no dream. I born and to be a fighter. No, my family don't have fighters.
And it's just you.
Just fight your life, you know, people fighting for the life. But, you know, for me, it's like I love sports. I started to play handball and track and field when I was 12 years old and doing 2-2-19. And I got a scholarship, you know, I represented Brazil some tournaments. So then one guy saw me play handball when I was 19 years old. And he told me, I think you can be a great fighter. I look at him, I don't like fighting, you know. It was funny because, and then every time I go training, he's always show up there because his son train play handball too. And he say, go to the gym. He did one card for Shooterbox. And Shooterbox is the big academy in Brazil. A lot of superstars came from there. Shogun, Wanderlei Silva, Ninja, like a lot of big
legends.
Legends come from there. Anderson Silva, Pelé. So a lot of big names came from the sport for there. And then I went there to watch a little bit training. And I said, you know what? I think I can do this. And I started training because I always compete. When I was a teenager, I'm not scared to compete. I love it. And then I did it. I trained for 6 months. And then I did my first fight in 6 months. And all my family think I'm crazy. They don't support this. I'm the only girl training in the gym. Nobody believe, you know, what's going to happen in the sport. But I have a dream. You know, I want to be the best in the world. I want to be do good. I want to fight like a guy, because usually you say girls fight. It's girls fight. Like, you know, I want to make a fight exciting and people want to watch. So then I did my first fight. I lost my first fight. But I feel in my heart that this is what I'm born for. I want to do this for a live. And now I'm going to turn 18 years, you know.
Wow.
Get everything, be Slungering champion. And it's funny because I see some little girls say, you know, Chris, I start training when I see you fight Gina Carano. A lot of girls start training because we start. So even if people don't believe you, but you feel your heart and they want to do, in the end, you're going to be motivated people to do what you're doing. You know, the family getting together for see everybody fighting, the girls fighting, the wife getting together, the daughter getting together, because I have a girls on the card. Different before, only guys watch. So we changed this image a little bit about it. It's just guys' sport, but the girls too. And I love it, you know. I love it. Continue the legacy, you know.
Absolutely. So I'm interested in starting jiu-jitsu. I've never done any martial arts in my life. I played basketball. I played football growing up. So I have that athletic prowess, but I've never done martial arts. I want to start doing jiu-jitsu. Do you have any advice for me? I know you're a black belt. I know you've been presented with a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, which is like the highest level you can be. What advice do you have for me just starting off?
Really cool. You know, you want to train in jiu-jitsu. I think it's one very, very important martial arts. You're going to learn self-defense. This is the most important. Defense yourself if something happened. No, you know, and I start to strike. But I think it's really important to start to game jiu-jitsu and then come up with other things. And you're going to be surprised how much you're going to learn and how much you don't know, you know, like,
yeah.
And then I think the exciting thing when you watch fights, you're going to see like the position, you're going to get more excited. And I think it's really cool. And really cool for anyone try, especially women too, for self-defense. And actually you live in Miami.
Yeah.
I have one Alliance gym there. It's the same in my affiliate, my gym here in Los Angeles. Maybe go there, try out. I can make hell
okay.
happen.
Okay, we can make a couple calls. Maybe when you come down to Miami, we can train. We could like, that'll be amazing. Yeah. Is there something that you want to do in MMA that you haven't done already? Is there some like, have you conquered everything that you've wanted to do, or is there something that calls you back into that gym?
You know, for me, I feel like a video champion hold the title is just one symbol. And they make you the opportunity for go a lot of places, you know, be the champion, open the door for go a lot of places. And you are an example, you know, for every single person watching you. It's a big responsibility. You know, for me, I'm continue fight now for legacy. You know, I want to give you more opportunity to be in a lot of places. And I love helping the community. I like to share the blast. I believe this is one legacy, not just hold the title for a lot of titles in my career, but be the champion of people's life.
Well, we're here for something super important too and super secretive that now we can start talking about. You have an episode on a TV show called Rise and Grind from OFTV. Your episode premieres on June 8th, correct?
Yes.
Super excited for that. What can we expect from this episode, Chris?
You know, funny because when people meet me in person, they're telling me, you're really nice. Yes, I am.
But I'm a normal person.
I know, because people see you just in the cage fighting. So they have a different way they think about you. So I think it's really cool when you do videos and they show the backstage before the fight, what I do before the fight. And then this is getting the defense more excited and then you can see something common with you.
Where can the people follow you, Chris Cyborg?
People can follow me at Chris Cyborg at my Twitter, my Instagram, my website, chriscyborg.com. Have there anything you guys shirt, autograph pictures, everything. So, and the one thing people are going to see, Chris getting angry before the fight, or she's nice before the fight.
Of course. Thank you, Chris Cyborg, a legend in the MMA world, 4-time Grand Slam champion, hoping for success in all that you do. Chris Cyborg, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.